Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Andy Goss. Andy is a numismatic expert, and there's a word for that. I'll get him to tell us. I always get confused on how to say that. He's here helping us with our FedWatch show. He's already given us a great report. He said Yellen's out and Cohen's in. He said that the Fed doesn't have to unwind their balance sheet. If they do, it's going to be hell to pay. Andy, now I want to switch over and talk about what you do every day, which is dealing in collectible coins.
Yeah, lawful money of the United States. That's the distinction. You know, honestly, if you read Article 1 of the Constitution, it says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin, a tender in payment of debt. So, yeah, you can find me at andygoss.com. And you know what, Jim, for your listeners, I've put together 3 audio CDs. They're half-hour CDs. You can play them in the car, share them with your friends. The first one is entitled The Federal Reserve. What the heck is it? Who owns it? Where does it come? You know, how does it operate? The second is The Definition of Money. What is a dollar anyway? If you don't know what a dollar is, very hard to save and plan for the future.
Right.
And then the third, protecting your wealth. That offers some common sense solutions on how you can move a portion of your wealth into what the Constitution defines as money.
Right.
So if you want to get those 3 CDs, you can have them absolutely free. That's a $54 value. If you'll just call and say, I heard it on Jim Blasingame's show, we'll send them to you absolutely free. No one will ask for a credit card. Just call 800-468-2646 and just tell them Jim sent you.
Okay, folks, that's 800-468-2646. Is that right?
That's right.
So, folks, check that out. And thank you, Andy, for that offer. That's a very generous thing for you to do for my audience, and I appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of that. I promise you, as you already know, when Andy joins us, we get smarter. All right, so talk to us about why would people round out their portfolio with coins?
Well, because if the Fed doesn't unwind the balance sheet and just, as I said, lets it pile up and runs it off as the bonds mature and then writes off the ones that are really bad, well, then we'll have a normal inflationary cycle. If the Fed starts selling off their bonds, then they'll send the dollar into a free fall that'll absolutely affect the value of gold. So as a hedge against bad actions by those in charge of our money, that's what gold and silver coins provide.
So even though gold is down right now from where it was 3 or 4 years ago, there's probably never been a more dangerous time to not own gold, is there?
That's right. Yeah, it's like 2007. So in 2007, we had 3 times as much debt as we had money to pay. The Fed decided to pump a bunch of new money in, and we went through this decade here where we prevented a deflationary depression. But now, guess what? We're facing that again. Worldwide dollar-denominated debt has doubled in that period, and we have the same circumstance where there's now, once again, nearly 3 times as much debt as there is money to pay, only the bulk of it now is in the states.
Right.
Illinois, nearly bankrupt. New Jersey, nearly bankrupt.
California.
You have Texas.
Connecticut's
stopping.
Next. So,
Connecticut, yeah, they're stopping policemen, firemen from withdrawing from their pensions. And it's really bad in terms of debt for the state. The state level debt is at a level.
Are you as worried about, we've got our sack full of problems in America right now, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We got a spineless Congress. We got a president that one day I want to hug him, next day I want to kill him.
I'm just
joking, folks. You know what I mean. But I want to wring his neck, as my mother used to say to me. And then we got all these states that can't seem to take any kind of steps toward resolving their financial problems.
Discipline. Yeah, because they have the option of always getting more money. So rather than work with the money that we have, like all of us have been trained to do, these guys have their own private bank, the Federal Reserve Banks, and they create the money and loan it to them, and then we're on the hook for the interest. You realize, Jim, this is frightening. 77 cents of every tax dollar collected today is necessary for debt service. Now, what does that leave? 23 cents for everything else? Heck, defense eats that. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell our kids? It says, you're going to work, you're going to pay taxes, and you're not going to get anything for it. You're going to spend your life working to pay off the previous generation. That's not right. And that's why gold and silver coins are so important for a portfolio. If you want to leave your kids some money that's going to be worth something, then you better get out of the Federal Reserve note in a hurry.
Right. And, hey, Andy, this is really good stuff. Thank you for what a great report you've given us today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, you know I will, Jim.
Yeah.
Kev, you know, call clients, listeners, call 800-468-2646. Get those CDs and educate yourself, because once you understand, you'll know just what to do.
Thank you. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.